Welcome, student. Let us get into another important chapter, which is on MRP. It is nothing but of material requirement planning. Let us get into the detail of MRP, advantages, disadvantages, how do we can use effectively MRP as a tool for our processes. Objectives. Once you go through this chapter, broadly you will understand is the importance of inventory management. Appreciate the advantages and the understanding the gap of MRP system and how we can rely upon that and how and then what are the gaps in this MRP system. And interdependency of MRP and manual system, how it is interdependent. Understanding various planning requirements of MRP. MRP works based on certain planning activity and what are those requirements we can develop on. Usage of MRP and benefits thereof, and how to use the MRP effectively so as we reap benefits out of using the MRP techniques. And also the MRP, many software and tools are available. Let us get into the details step by step. MRP is a software based production planning which uses an inventory system to organize different manufacturing processes. Any manufacturing processes, depends on certain inputs and also certain requirement. Once it knows the demand, naturally what inputs required is, decided. This is how this MRP comes into picture. The MRP software is a charge of organizing all inventories while making sure that all products and materials are in place in order for this to be possible. Material requirement plan itself says that this manufacturing is depending on this particular activity. Once this manufacturing activity, which is nothing but a production scheduling activity, it is again based on certain inputs, which is again a forecasting. Once that production scheduling is done based on forecasting and on inventory balancing, once the what is to be manufactured is decided, and it looks back and what are the requirements to do that activity, that's called MRP. MRP is a process, and as well as it is enabled through many softwares, and we will be touching upon that few of them. MRP is not just a software, so it provides you the output. It also follows certain process, solutions, parameters, procedures, and techniques to arrive at what is required to manufacture what. There are three basic components that make up MRP. To elaborate, to make sure that all materials and products are all in line, all the products have to be there for successful production. It's not like if I plan to do a production scheduling activity, and then after the scheduling, then we have started manufacturing, and it's not like some components available, some components not available, naturally the production will not be successful. So prior to production activity, we look at what is the material requirement plan, so as it is being accordingly planned based on production scheduling. Company needs to make sure that they have very low inventory. Companies want to produce their product whenever they need it, but they don't want too much in excess. It is like company doesn't want to carry finished goods in abundant, either in more than demand. So it needs that company to be in a position to produce as and when there is a need. That's the principle, lean principle. When there is a need, then there is a production requirement. So when the production design requirement arrives, and then how do we go and get the product? So as we don't want to keep much or higher or lower inventory to do the planning activity. Planning the manufacturing scheme, what exactly is getting produced and where it is being shipped to. This is again driven by the demand. When the demand-driven inputs are reached, and then netting off your inventory and balanced it, you know what is required and when to produce. Once this is decided, then look back what to produce to this output. Naturally, what components required, what components available with us, what is to be procured, and once it is done, also this finished good where it should be shipped. So this entire backward integration process is the input for MRP activity. companies are trying to maximize the amount of money they bring in as there needs to be a good balance, inventory of materials. So where, how much to invest in inventories to be able to meet the demand of the customer. We have to optimize our inventory, at the same time maximize to fulfill our customer demand. So how do we do this effectively? Other important factor of MRP, order management process, proper production scheduling, demand fulfillment for effective customer management. So these are the sub-activity and very important related to MRP. Without these three elements, it's much difficult to do MRP activity. MRP, that is material requirement planning process. MRP systems are not 100% perfect. Because it works on certain principles and certain inputs. So let's go into the detail. If there is any kind of error in the system, it is going to throw up all the other numbers, that making the output data incorrect or meaningless. It's very very clear what we put into the system, that is what is the output. If we put the garbage, naturally the garbage will be the output. MRP system don't necessarily factor in other warehouses in other cities or states. Therefore, if this system tells you that you don't need to order parts anymore, it might be wrong. It is also a scenario, it is possible such a scenario arise that the output of MRP may be wrong. MRP system can't make into consideration manpower. Manpower is inconsistent like a machine and the creates inaccurate numbers. So, there is no constraint to MRP because it just works out backward to do this kind of scheduling. If we do scheduling activity, inputs are given, so naturally it will give you what type of components or parts required to assemble or produce that finished goods. So it doesn't consider manpower. If there is no manpower or excess, in excess or lower, it doesn't predict that. So there is possibility of inaccuracy in kind of scenario. Of course, there are many new systems cropping up to overcome this kind of inherent problem of MRP. But yes, it is not 100% perfect. Material requirement planning can be done by humans, but it will take a much greater deal of time. Computer software does all the work, but since there are flaws in the system, it is only 98% accuracy. Why computer systems go fail? Sometimes is the logic on which this entire building is from the past experiences, and also refined the scientific approaches to that. In that may be some kind of flaws in the system itself, the way it is defined. So the accuracy level also not be as greater than 98% or looking for 100% what we normally looks for. There is a new system MRP2, but still it will never be perfect. Yes, from the past implementation of MRP, there are lot of inputs or corrections or modifications suggested by operating that MRP1. So there is improved versions have emerged, but still it is perfect. Yes, it is not yet achieved that level. It has to. It is working on the system, the current scenario. These are all being work in process, and then ultimately we will achieve MRP will provide you the best of solutions. There will have to be mix between the MRP system and human projection in order to get the most accurate numbers to maximize profit. It that means once the judgment is coming from, once the output has come from MRP system, it is natural that human interventions based on the experience and their knowledge and capability and competencies, they can bring in their better decision out of MRP rather than of blindly following MRP outputs. So decision making is much easier by using MRP, but still it has challenges. The main functions of MRP is to guarantee material availability. It is used to procure or produce the requirement quantities on time, both for internal purposes and for sales and distribution. As we stated, once scheduling is done, you know when to produce what. So naturally, the dependent materials are coming from externally or produced internally. It can be predicted by the MRP better, including the timeline and the way it has to happen. The process involves the monitoring of stocks, it also looks at what is the stock you are holding and what is your demand, so it's netting off and decide what to produce, so as again consistently to produce what components required and look back what components available, so as only procure what is not available in the system. The automatic creation of procurement proposals for purchasing and production. So it is also capable of giving you automated order management as well as the production management, and again for validation and then confirmation purpose, and take decision based on this output. It tries to strike the best balance possible between optimizing service level, minimizing cost and capital lockup. The MRP, once established well, and then the human interventions and based on their competencies and the capabilities, it will give you the best solutions, like, you know, optimizing the service level to the customer, end customer, is the best, is at its best. Minimize cost and capital lockup, so as our inventories are optimized efficiently, so as the cost related to investments in capital goods, finished goods, raw material, etc. has been reviewed categorically, so as you know, it is not overboding. It also helps to be more lean as per our lean principles which we learned in previous chapters. An MRP system is intended to simultaneously meet three objectives. One is ensure materials and products are available for production and delivery to customers. Once this production, based on production scheduling, all inputs and components are available, so as the delivery to customer is also as per time and commitment. Maintain the lowest possible level of inventory in finished goods or raw material or packaging or any etc. Related to production activity. It can be at the lowest possible so as we can maintain the entire value chain much leaner and be very productive. Plan manufacturing activities, delivery schedules and purchase activities. Once this MRP runs, we know when to manufacture, the planning manufacturing activities are defined, so as deliveries of inputs are defined, delivery schedules are schedules for raw material and finished goods are defined, and again based on that, what type of purchasing activity requires also can be taken appropriately. Integration. No MRP runs without proper integration of system. You must first create the master data to be able to work with the MRP component. To do this, you require the following components: material master, bill of material. Material master is nothing but of components of various products, finished goods as well as raw material. Bill of material is the multiple breaking down of the components to multi-level, so as to produce that finished goods, you need this kind of components. So that is called bill of material. When you use MRP for in-house production, you also need the following components if you want to determine production date. So it is also possible that you know what type of work center is going to be used to produce that that particular component or inputs. Demand management, what type of demand is getting coming into the system, that can be done. And routing, how this entire process is being routed, purchase, procurement, production, etc. has been assigned appropriately. That is an integration activity. You also need the following components: demand management component to define requirement quantity. Once forecasting is done, demand planning is done, then you know what is the requirement of finished goods that is required to produce. Those components can be integrated appropriately. Requirement dates for finished products and important assemblies demand. Once you know the delivery date and also when it is going to be assembled or produced at our plant, this information is very critical for integration activity. Management also determines the strategy you are to use for planning, procuring or producing a certain finished product, sales and distribution if necessary. Also it helps you to determine whether some of the component, maybe some part of the component can be produced internally based on capacity available or excess capability available, and looking some of the components which has to be procured. It's again looking at the sales and distribution activity, so it is much easier to identify this element and integrate with as part of MRP. The scope of MRP in manufacturing, how it is helps the activities related to manufacturing. all manufacturing organizations face the same daily practical problem. So any organization as manufacturing, I would say, facing a lot of daily challenges. Those are more practical. That customers want to products to be available in a shorter time than it takes to make. It means to it takes a certain lead time to make a product, but customer always wants it the way he wants. This means that some level of planning is required. It's natural that look at how to capture those demands and then give an appropriate lead time to manufacture. So it is a planning activity. It is very, very critical. Companies need to control the types and quantities of material they purchase. So you know what, there is a control on the type of material which we are procuring, what quantity we are procuring, etc. These are also very, very critical activity. And to meet current and future customer demand, it's not only meeting what is currently customer is looking for, also looking what his customer requirements in the future is also adopted as a form of forecasting plus some demand planning activity, so as we can optimize our input cost and then produce at the lowest possible cost. So then that is much easier to offer or discount to our customer based on the importance of the product and the customer. Making a bad decision in any of these areas will cost to the company and the money, natural, because any decision making points of all these MRP outputs as well as inputs, first is inputs and then the output, and the decision making is very critical, and any bad decision or any wrong assumptions incorporated in the system leads to loss to the company and the cost also associated with it. MRP is used by many organizations as a tool to deal with the following problems. I would say rather challenges. If a company purchases the insufficient quantities of an item used in manufacturing or the wrong item, they may be unable to meet contract to supply products by the agreed date. So as you know, there is no manual intervention. If we know the item master and item components in bill of material, naturally what is required we will throw out of the MRP system. So there is no error happens of production scheduling as well as the supply as per our committed agreed timeline. This is one focus area where MRP helps. If a company purchases excessive quantities of an item, the investment in the inventory is suboptimal. The excess quantity ties up cash and it remains in the stock, and we may have to deal with space, safety, as well as non-performance of that particular inventory, which again become bulkier inventory, and it will never be lean in system. Beginning production of an order at the wrong time can mean customer deadlines being missed. Again, if we scheduling something inappropriately without knowing what is required, what is available, so naturally we held up our resources and manpower, and then we also fail the customer meeting the customer deadline. So we lose one side of customer and another side investing on inventory, and also not exploiting our resources and input appropriately. It lead to a loss. Questions answered by MRP for the items they are that are bought and bought in and sub assembled that go into more complex items, MRP provides answers to the following question: what items are required, how many are required, by when are required. So it is, this MRP helps to do this finished goods at this time. You need to have these items in your inputs in your place. How many of them is required? How many of them required in your place? And how much and when it is required at your place. So you know the time of these three components. So naturally we can plan it appropriately using MRP. For the end items being created, that means independent demands item level 0 on bill of material, MRP provides answer to the following question: how much is required at a time when the quantity or quantities are required to meet the demand? MRP also gives following information: inventory status record. It looks at how much of inventories are in an optimal level, how much is on above or below. So what we should do on that kind of decision making can take place. Records of net materials available for use already in stock. So we can look at what is available, so as how, what are the things we can make against our demand, our production scheduling, and we can optimize our production capacity to the mark. Materials on order from suppliers. We can also see what type of materials are already in order, so as what is the netting of order required, or it is in excess, or order to be cancelled. So this kind of decision can be taken by MRP. The advantage, the best use of MRP is keep inventory levels to cost effective minimum. It's an optimal inventory management process, which is a subject itself. So, but MRP helps you to visualize that kind of inventory, what type of inventory levels that can be kept, so as it can be very cost effective and optimal, and keep track of inventory that is used, and the consumption pattern on which is a track of history of our inputs to do a forecasting of what type of that inputs required time to time, track the amount of material that is required, also look at what are the things to be there in a day or within a week based on our planning, so as we can visualize that, set safety stock level for emergencies. You can also keep inventory levels based on what is the fluctuation on supplies, so as we can manage those fluctuation through appropriate buffer stock in the system. Determine the best lot sizes to fulfill orders. So how to optimize our production and not going batch sizes or lot sizes, only restrict to fulfill order demands, and how to best use of lot sizes within our system. Set up production times among the separate manufacturing stages. Production time difference than the manufacturing stages. Each stage will have different production time. So determine this timeline so as we can set the entire process flow appropriately. Plan for future needs of raw material. It also looks at What type of inventory which we have to keep, or what type of future demand is there, so as we can plan those activity based on the demand delivery dates and production scheduling, and back to integrate with our vendor for purchase order management or scheduling from the supplier. Of course, there are drawbacks of MRP. Information used as input must be accurate. If we don't use the right data, right inputs, naturally the output will be inappropriate. The master schedule must be accurate in order to provide appropriate length of the time of production as it doesn't consider any resource constraint. If we are able to provide appropriate duration or length or time which needs to produce any product, so it will also help, it doesn't show up that. MRP system can be costly and time consuming to set up. MRP systems are a little expensive compared to the benefits out of it at the initial stages. The current MRP definitely lagging certain kind of process gaps. So naturally that leads up, the system is more costlier than the benefit reaped out of that. There may be problems with employees who before MRP were not disciplined in the record keeping. There are possible people, the changeover means any new thing coming into the system, people also to adapt to the new system. There are possible some of the employees are neither understand this MRP nor well disciplined record keeping. Naturally it leads to error in the system. Some department may hold raw material for their own use. It's possible some of the departments kept some of the inputs for their own use, and it is not known to the MRP, and then it consider that as an input and then predict lesser than what is required. So some of the diagram of material requirement planning in the logistic chains, you can look at that. It's a large, then various stages it's showing a capacity planning, final costing. So various elements are involved in this material MRP in logistics chain. Reorder point planning used in reorder point planning, procurement is triggered when this sum of planned stock and firmed receipts fall below the reorder point. Reorder point is nothing but of the trigger of order when the stock reaches to a certain level. That certain level is certain level. The reorder point is very critical, considering the lead time to get the material in our system. So from the supplier. So that is where the criticality of reorder point. This reorder points are determined by using various scientific methods and techniques, and that is fed into the system. Feature, the reorder point should cover the average material requirement expecting during the replenishment lead time, which I spoke about. The safety stock exists to cover both excess material consumption within the replenishment lead time and any additional requirement that may occur due to delivery delays. Safety stock is included in reorder level. Reorder level is one part of safety stock. Safety stock is arrived at various parameters like total procurement lead time, which also this reorder point where the order to be get triggered till the product comes into the system. The following values are important for defining the reorder point. One is safety stock. What is the safety lock? The stock which we have to maintain to arrive at, we have to work on various parameters. Average consumption. What is average consumption of that inputs through the period? So define what is the right average consumption of that particular input or finished good. Replenishment lead time. How much time it takes to replenish the stock to that level? That is another important input. Past consumption values for future requirements are also being considered, like what kind of demand is expected from the past consumption values. Vendor production delivery timeline, what is the performance of that past performance of vendor, so that fluctuations are variabilities which are considered. Service level to be achieved, what level of service, every time are we talking about 100% service level, 80% service level, because many product needs various type of service level. So based on that company and the category they are operating, the service levels are defined. So as we have to define the service level to be achieved in that case. Forecast error, what type of deviations, this on the forecast which we are making. So that contemplating that forecast error is fluctuating time to time. So how do we manage the deviation? So as the MRP works. And the forecast is converted as to a demand planning, so as that input goes into our system, so as the reorder point is generated out of that. Manual reorder point planning, in this you define both the reorder level and the safety stock level manually in the appropriate material master, so as you go and fed into the system after you calculate outside the system, so it is determined by the expertise outside the MRP. Automatic reorder point planning, in this both the reorder level and safety stock levels are determined by the integrated forecasting program. This system uses past consumption data to forecast future consumption data to forecast future requirement. The system then uses three forecast values to calculate reorder level and safety stock level, taking the service level specified by the MRP. And then this kind of things are going into the system, and the material planning lead time into account, and material plan replenishment lead time into account, considering this into account, and transfer them to materials master. So that's how the automatic reorder points are generated using various inputs and parameters. The outputs, there are only two outputs in a variety of messages and reports. One is recommended production schedule. Second is the recommended purchasing schedule. So what you can produce based on the demand it will throw up. Second is what is procurement schedule which we have to share with our supplier, so as it will generate that kind of purchasing schedule. Messages and report, purchase order, it can automatically generate purchase order, or we can do that, or any rescheduling notices if required, that has to be done on production side as well as the procurement side. There is an example here, shown as a diagrammatic format. You can look at that, how this is generated. MRP auto generated intents for bought out items plus works order, work order for manufacturing, etc. This works on an ERP system and connected, integrated with our internal system. So it generates appropriate requirements based on the ERP design of the company. So as it throw up work order, it throw up purchase orders, it also throw up what type of inventory level to be maintained at your system. These are all based on various parameters we define and decide into the system. It's showing how it is being processed at various level, how the vendor bill is getting passed at various level, what are the input goes into that, how these accept or rejection happening, where how it is going to, you know, financial for payment activity, where how it is used in excise inputs like RG23A, etc. So these are the processes followed throughout through the mapping of this particular MRPI activity. If you look at that, it's more clearly done in this sheet, where customer, there is a sales order projection, it goes into scheduling, finished goods in hand, if the stock is available, finished warehouse, sales invoice is generated. If it is not available, go to raw material in stock, look for bill of material, raw material in stock, yes, produce, finished goods, moved out. If raw material is not there, go to purchase order generated to vendor, then raw materials, then looking, and then the production happened. So this is the various set of very logical flow is maintained in the MRP system. Operation of MRP, it is managing sales, bill of materials, internal manufacturing, purchasing, inventory and orders. Various inputs go to MRP. One is sales related, inventory related, bill of material, MRP is getting generated. When MRP is generated, if there is a need of order, it goes to order and go to purchasing. If it is to be manufactured internally, it uses internal trigger. Sample of MRP calculation is, you know, depicted here. Assuming that there is a gross requirement of 150 units and we have 30 units available on hand, and there is another 75 units on order, so so total 105 units are in total available on hand and order, and then the net requirement is, gross requirement is 150 and we have, you know, on order and on hand is 105, so naturally we need 45 units. This is a simple arithmetic which is shown here. This is the MRP calculation, how it is being done. There are Excel book used for, you know, define how the MRP to MRP inputs are calculated. You are seeing that, you know, in a sample Excel sheet, you know, it's a spreadsheet, you know, the outputs are generated into the spreadsheet, and then we can look at those elements more in detail, like item code, unit of measure, required quantity, total available quantity, on hand free quantity, so net requirement. So it is calculating. What are the example which I have seen is also been seen in the Excel book. Again, MRP material requirement planning process, you are seeing the screen itself, where we are looking at from date, which day to which day, select what is the order type, so as you can look at how the orders are generated in the system. Major problem with the MRP one, the major problem with the MRP system is the integrity with the data. It is being spoken in many times in this chapter. See, if the data is inaccurate, naturally we will have a problem, which is specifically inventory data. Bill of material should be up to perfect. If there is no error on the component which are to be used in the product, it's to be very critically, you know, managed effectively. Then production scheduling is very important, so as it is also part of this input. Another problem is that the requirement user specify how long it will take a factory to make a product from its component parts, assuming that they are available. Third one is, additionally, the system design also assumes that this lead time is in manufacturing will be the same each time the item is made without regard of the quantity being made. So it's a batch size related. Sometimes the batch is higher, lower based on lean planning. So this system considered every time is constant. Production may be in progress for some part whose design gets changed. It is possible some of the components are changed subsequently, but not integrated into the system. So it will have two possibility. One is the existing components lie in the system, and we don't buy a new component. Also, it will create a confusion in the entire system. Another drawback is that it takes no account of capacity into calculation, which we stated, whether the machine runs 5 hours, 3 hours, capability of 6 hours, it doesn't consider anything, and it is very constant for machine and manpower. Thank you so much.